Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I will find it interesting. Like, if we get into the scenario where it comes down to a putt and Brooks, it's Brooks or it's Bryson, and he makes it for the win. It's this incredible American golf moment. If Brooks is the one that makes that putt, does Bryson celebrate with him? If Bryson's the one that makes that putt or makes an incredible approach,
interesting,
does Brooks celebrate with him? Like, will we have a camera shot of Brooks Koepka doing something great that helps the United States win, and Bryson DeChambeau is hooting and hollering the way golfers often do in the Ryder Cup? I don't know. If you genuinely hate somebody, I don't know that you're happy for them, even if they're on your team.
I think that's probably you're not going to see him get excited for him. No.
I think the funnier option would be Brooks having to celebrate after Bryson sinks like a 25-footer to secure the Ryder Cup. And then Brooks is on the green having to celebrate with Bryson DeChambeau. So for what it's worth, they say they're going to put all their differences aside, at least temporarily, and they'll try to lead the United States to victory.
Story number four.
Tonight in Chicago, inside Soldier Field, Kanye West will have his third listening party for Donda, an album that is yet to be released. Have you watched any of these yet?
No, I haven't.
I've watched them both. They're fun. They're like fun with
the
watch. Yeah, like it's odd. I mean, you've got a guy in a football stadium. He's on the floor of the stadium. There's some design involved. Tonight it'll be they've recreated his childhood home in Chicago and put it in the middle of Soldier Field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he going to do there?
There's some thought that he'll play the album and then burn his own house down. I don't have any idea what he's going to do.
Now, that would be kind of cool.
But it's an odd scene. You've got this guy, and he is playing an album for tens of thousands of people. Did it twice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. And he is in a mask on the field, so you can see him. But he's not performing the album. He's just hitting play on a computer, and the album is playing, and he's just sort of hopping around, dancing around. Sometimes he does push-ups when he gets bored. He's like mouthing the words sometimes, but he's not doesn't have a mic on him, so you can't hear him. This guy has been – he's about to have his third listening party for an album, and he hasn't said a word publicly in like 2 months.
Yeah, very odd.
The whole thing is bananas, but I find it enjoyable. Like, I have a good time watching them. So I can't wait for tonight. Like, I'll watch the Mets lose again like I do every night. Mm. I'm so tired of that. But I'll, you know, whatever time it's supposed to start, it'll start about an hour later than that. And then he'll play what I'm certain is a new version of an album. And then at midnight Eastern, maybe he'll release it. Maybe he won't. But either way, it's a thing to view on a Thursday night, and the streaming numbers for these things have been outrageous.
Oh, like, I'm sure they have.
I mean, they're breaking Apple Music records every time he streams this thing. So there's still an audience for this guy, if only because he's constantly doing things that other people it never even occurs to them to do. And recreating your childhood home in the middle of Soldier Field while you play an album named after your mother that still hasn't been released is almost certainly on the list of things that nobody has ever thought about doing until he decided he would do it. Jeff Calkins is coming up next. But first, let me tell you about what's going on this weekend. Former MMA champion Tyron Woodley enters the boxing ring on Sunday to take on YouTuber-turned-boxer Jake Paul. And FanDuel Sportsbook has given new customers exclusive 30-to-1 odds on either fighter to win. That's right now. It's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you can win $150 on a $5 bet. It's a deal that's too good to pass up. FanDuel is always hooking you up with exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and so much more. It's why it's America's number one sportsbook. So don't miss out on your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet on either fighter to win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get in on the action. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Odds boost available for new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. $10 first deposit required. Max bonus $150. Risk-free bet refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See full terms for both offers at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. And if you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
This is Memphis' Sports Station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Station.
We're all on this planet together. So join Odyssey and find your one thing. August is a great month to help out the environment by improving your gas mileage. Make sure your tires are properly inflated and heavy items like golf clubs aren't stored in your trunk. Take your car in for a tune-up to ensure it's running at peak performance. And when the weather is nice, walk or bike to your destination to enjoy a beautiful summer day. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Former MMA champ Tyron Woodley enters the boxing ring this Sunday to take on YouTuber-turned-boxer Jake Paul. That's right, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers exclusive 30-to-1 odds on either fighter to win. That's right. Now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Not going to get better than that. FanDuel's always hooking you up with exclusive odds, boosts, great promotions, and so much more. It's why they're America's number one sportsbook. So don't miss out on this opportunity. $150 on a $5 bet on either fighter to win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with promo code JSmith so they know we sent you. That's promo code JSMITH. FanDuel, the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Odds boost available for new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. $10 first deposit required. Max bonus $150. Risk-free bet refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See full terms for both offers at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sunday! 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 It's the savings event of the season. Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extravafesta Save-A-Thon. Your chance to save big by bundling your home and auto insurance. But only this Sunday!
Sunday!
Sunday! Unless you're busy, in which case you can bundle Tuesday!
Tuesday!
Tuesday! Or if you already have dinner plans, then try Friday.
Friday.
Friday. But if the week gets away from you, you can just wait till next Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. Because Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extravafesta Save-A-Thon isn't going anywhere.
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 Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Mid-South, are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
We're ready, Randy, with the best ride you'll ever drive. 2021 Kia Forte LXS. We Gossett at $249 a month. 2022 Kia Soul GT. It's ready to ride at $305 a month.
And Jeff Allen, I hear you've got American-made 2022 Kia K5. Now $379 a month. And every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
You heard the man, Jeff Allen. Don't miss the trade-up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
All $29.99 due at signing, all 72 months at 2.9 APR sold. N715-1544 MSRP 24200, K5NG103647 MSRP 28985, Forte LXS MSRP 20590, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. This is Jeffrey Wright, and you can sign up now using bonus code Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $1,000. Place your bets on all the exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. This is a new customer offer. It's paid in free bets. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be present in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Get to know the number one auto insurer in the country, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. You've heard me say my team is awesome. I'm better looking than a lizard. But have you called us? No, 901-767-7744.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega. Charmin's got 6 rows in 1. Lasts forever on my buns. Only super mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin's Super Mega Roll is 6 regular rolls in 1. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Win a pair of 2021 Chevy Silverados at the Fitz in the $250,000 Trucks and Promo Cash giveaway in August. The Fitz is just giving away promo cash every Friday and Saturday night. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of it. And on the 7th and 21st, you can win one of those brand new Silverados. Win, 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 win. Don't you just love the Fitz? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing. Will I set the sun?
If you look for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, that's the insurance agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. You would never want something to happen to you and you leave your family in an emotional mess, but also a financial bind. Unfortunately, it happens to some family every day in this country, too often. But you can avoid it by having a great life insurance policy. And if you don't have one, you need to get one. You can get it at Elizabeth Rook Insurance. You probably got a local doctor, local dentist, local lawyer. You want a local insurance agent, too. Somebody who has a 901 in their phone number, somebody you can meet with in person, somebody who's going to know you and you know them. You're not going to get that by calling 1-800-WHATEVER, but you can get it by calling 901-867-7283. That's the number to Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 867-SAVE, 2 locations in the Memphis area, 1 in Lakeland, 1 in Covington. They're on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, although Peloton stock is tanking, which surprises me because you yourself are like you're a Peloton user. Jeffrey just ordered a Peloton. John Martin has a Peloton. Like, just as I look around, I would think that the Peloton stock would be going through the roof.
Well, why is Peloton stock sinking today?
Well, I'll tell you one reason is that a year ago, people who had Pelotons were using it an average of 25 times. Is it like, but you don't get charged each?
No.
I don't know. People who have Pelotons are using the Pelotons less than they were a year ago, which makes sense, of course, because a year ago, no one was leaving their house, right? And so now people are, even though they're, you know, hopefully masked or vaccinated, they're leaving their house more and whatever else. So that's, it doesn't strike me that the Peloton craze has waned at all, though. So I was a little surprised to see the hard news about Peloton.
Yeah, the way it works is you pay a monthly fee. I think it's like $40 or something. And then, you know, you got access to everything you got access to.
Well, I don't know. I just heard that from our man in Washington, D.C.
That's concerning because I just last night, for the first time, the Eye on College Basketball podcast became presented by Peloton. I wonder if I'm responsible for this.
I didn't realize that. That's great. You guys talked 45 minutes about the Memphis Tigers, and it's not because you're a Memphis homer.
Yeah, it's we spent 45 minutes on the Tigers and Amani Bates, then we spent about 5 minutes on Cal Boone surviving cancer. My colleague, which we just sort of – he just got his booster shot. He asked me if I'd gotten my booster shot yet, and I was like, let's stop here for a second. What should I have done? I actually booked a booster shot for yesterday morning, last week, at Kroger near my home.
Okay.
And I was like – I couldn't wait to go get it. And then I just kept reading on it, and it was like – you're not supposed to get it until 8 months after, and you're not supposed to get it unless you check these boxes. And if I were being completely honest with myself, I didn't check the boxes. Like, I'm 6 months removed from my second shot, so that's not 8 months removed from my second shot. So the on one hand, well, then it's not my turn. On the other hand, I live in Mississippi. Nobody else wants these shots. I'm the only one trying to get
– Well, the answer to the question is, are you not supposed to do it – because there's you don't want to be taking the shots from other people, or because there's some medical reason you're supposed to wait for you know, is there any harm done by getting it early, or is it just a matter of, hey, let's not take someone else's shot?
Like everything else connected to COVID, you Google it, you can find whatever it is you're looking for. Whatever side of the argument you're on, you can find something to back that up.
Yeah, but let's be clear, there's not everything else when it comes to COVID that actually has equal size. Can we?
Of course. Yeah. What I mean is, if you're asking the question, should I get my booster shot now or not? You can find some that say yes, some that say it's unnecessary right now. I will say I did read a study that said Israel has found that their Pfizer vaccine starts to wane after about 6 months.
Yeah.
And that's me. So I just sort of looked.
I would have gone ahead and done it then, because there's no shortage of shots. It doesn't seem like there's any downside. It's not like getting the booster shot is going to actually hurt you. The only question is just whether it's necessary. I probably would have gone ahead and done it. I happen to know someone who got the J&J a while ago, and then went ahead and got the Pfizer, and then got the Pfizer again. And when they got the Pfizer, they were asked, have you been vaccinated? And had they said yes, they would not have given them the Pfizer, right? But they said yes anyway, and they got the Pfizer because the J&J is not as good, and so they just went ahead and did it.
Yeah, I was just concerned. Like, I can't stop bragging about my vaccination status. So if I would have gotten a booster shot, I would have wanted to talk about it, and then it would have been like I didn't need that controversy in my life, you know? So I put it off. But if I die, you'll know why.
Because he didn't get your booster.
I didn't get my booster, but Cal Boone did, and so I knew when he said he did, I knew why. He had just gone through chemo treatments, and so he had got his booster shot, and then we started talking about cancer. So it got really depressing at the end of the Eye on College Basketball podcast, but the first 45 minutes were about Amani Bates. People are fired up, and they should be. This is going to be wild. Like, I was asked today on Time to Shine, we taped it around 2:30, like to list the five most exciting, not best, most exciting, interesting teams going into the season. And number one is the Memphis Tigers. I don't think anybody could argue otherwise.
It's interesting. I was on a case at a job today, and they pointed out that a lot of people are calling it a reality show. And they asked the question, should Memphis fans be insulted by the reality show stuff? Because it's clearly not a compliment. But first of all, I mean, it does mean you are must watch, right? I mean, you are, it's compelling, like a reality show. But then you're just not being honest with yourself if you don't say that part of what's happening here is there are some teams that you want to watch just because they're awesome basketball teams. That has happened before. We wanted to watch teams before that are just awesome basketball teams. But that's not the whole intrigue about Memphis. Some of it is. Just like, I want to watch Monty Bates play basketball. That's going to be awesome. But if Imani Bates had gone to wherever, Michigan State, no one would have said, God, got to watch that. It's going to be a reality show, right? They wouldn't have said that. They would have said, I want to see Imani Bates play basketball. So it is, I don't know that it's an insult, but the truth of the matter is that we don't know what the hell is going to happen. You have Imani Bates and Jalen Duren, so you have this incredible star power from the two youngsters. But then you got an 80-year-old coach, and you got Rasheed Wallace with all his technicals, and you got Penny Hardaway, superstar, as the coach. Let's not kid ourselves and not say that part of this is the collection of characters, personalities, storylines that is like nothing we have ever seen.
No, it's like if you were an author and you know, like John Feinstein did once upon a time with Bobby Knight, and you can get inside a program and like, right. I'm going to live this every day with these people, and then I'm going to write a book about it when it's over. Like, this would be one of them that you'd want to do. I mean, you've got two possible future number one overall picks in the NBA draft. Like, I don't think it'll go down this way, but just for the sake of the conversation, Jalen Duren could be the number one pick in the 2022 NBA draft, and then Imani Bates could be the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft. You've got two former NBA All-Stars on the same staff, the only coach to ever win an NCAA title and an NBA title on that staff, another assistant who worked in the NBA on the staff. You've got, this 17-year-old phenom, but also a 25-year-old who might be your best player.
You got a 25-year-old, and then you got this guy with these gorgeous thighs, you know, who's your glue guy. Like, it is an incredibly fascinating team.
No, it's, you know, I can't predict how it's going to go, although I think it'll go really well. It's just hard to come up with reasons why it wouldn't. But certainly heading into the season, there's no more interesting story. And you're exactly right. If Imani Bates and Jalen Duren went to Duke or to Kentucky, yes, it would be a big, big deal. But it would just be like, man, it looks like Duke's going to be great again or Kentucky's going to be great again. There's something about it being Memphis, about it being Penny, that adds a dynamic to it that makes it interesting.
Yeah. What do you make, by the way, of I think Seth Davis has him 19, and I think John Rothstein has him 17, and he said, not only does John Rothstein have him 17, he said, we're going to keep him at 17. Like, they were at 17 before yesterday, and I'm not asking you to, I'm actually not asking you to criticize their rankings. I'm saying, what is the mindset when you have them at 19 or when you have them at 17 before Imani Bates and you keep them at 17? Why the skepticism? I haven't seen anyone has them higher than you at 7.
Okay. First, I would say I don't care where you rank them. You know, 17, 14, 22, any of it's reasonable. Like, you know, everybody keeps saying Memphis might have the most talented starting lineup in the country. Like, by definition, if you identify a team that way, you could rank them number one, number two, number three. Now, nobody's going to do that. But, you know, if you're talking about this might be the most talented team in the country, well, then you could rank them wherever you want. And if you want to be skeptical and keep them in the teens or the 20s, that's fine with me, too. I don't care where you rank the University of Memphis men's basketball team heading into this season. I will say this. I love John Rothstein. He is an incredible coworker, great at his job, and a friend. It is illogical to suggest that adding Imani Bates doesn't matter, which is what you're suggesting when you've got him 17, they add Amani Bates, and you just keep him at 17. That just doesn't make any sense. What you're saying there is I don't think Amani Bates moves the needle at all. And that's just crazy because Amani Bates might be the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft. It makes no sense.
Right. Yes, I think that's right. I think the skepticism, to the extent that there is skepticism, and I think there's more fascination than skepticism. I didn't see written, like, yeah. Like, you don't see college basketball commentators sounding like fans saying, yeah, you know, they didn't do anything with Wiseman either. Or, yeah, like, that's I didn't see any of that last night. I saw a lot of, holy crap, this is fun. You know, that's mostly from everywhere. Holy crap, this is fun. But to the extent there's skepticism, it's because it's rooted in, you know, Penny Hardaway you can make an argument. We've seen talent before that has made the NCAA tournament. That's undeniable. How much, by the way, are you, to the extent you have them rated higher, how much of it is the experience of the roster? And how much of it, by the way, is the staff? Like, does Larry Brown contribute to your confidence that they will be, that they will live up to their talent?
Larry Brown helps. Everything matters, but I'm not somebody who falls into the category of, you know, Penny can't coach, but now he's got Larry Brown, so he'll be okay. Like, I think Penny can coach. Like, this team finished number one in adjusted defensive efficiency last year. They got better as the season went on. They were one of the best teams in the country, you know, through late February and into March. They didn't deserve to be in the NCAA tournament, but if they were in that tournament, they could have won games. You know, Kelvin Sampson has said his Houston Cougars won four games to make the Final Four, and none of those games were as hard as playing Memphis twice, you know, as the season, you know, progressed. So I think Penny can coach. I think Larry Brown certainly helps, and Penny would agree. That's why you add somebody like Larry Brown. The freshmen moved the needle. You know, Jalen Duren, Amani Bates, they're stars. But the experience is also a big part of it. You know, as we've talked about many, many times, you know, two of Memphis's best players, and perhaps Memphis's two best players, are going to be reclassified freshmen. But, like, they've got a bunch of guys that are going to be really important who aren't that. DeAndre Williams, Lester Quinones, Landers Nolley, Earl Timberlake, Chandler Lawson. The roster balance between freshmen and non-freshmen, NBA talent and just really good college players, like, all of that stuff is there. And so when I rank Memphis, I do it the same way I do how about this? I've got Memphis one spot ahead of Duke. And somebody would go, Memphis, like, I've got this tweet. I knew I would. Memphis ahead of Duke. Get out of here. I said, okay, well, like, I refuse to argue about rankings with people on Twitter. Like, you can tweet me 50 times. I'm not paying attention to you. But if I were trying to make the argument, okay, Memphis and Duke. Forget that it's Memphis and Duke. Let's just call them Team A and Team B. But you know it's Memphis and Duke.
Right.
Because sometimes you think of them as Memphis and Duke, that can sway things a little bit. And I'm not saying it shouldn't to some degree, but
Krzyzewski versus Penny, you'd have to give them an edge there. So Memphis versus Duke doesn't mean anything, but Krzyzewski versus Penny Hardaway in terms of their ability to get the most out of talent or the ability to make a long run in the NCAA tournament, one has done it, one never has. I think you would have to include that. But okay, keep going.
No, I concede that point. Here's my larger point. Okay, Memphis and Duke. Let's look at last season, because this is what I always do with teams. How good were they last season, or how bad were they last season? Like, Memphis was good and Duke was bad, period. Like, that's undeniable. You look at any computer numbers, records, whatever you want to look at. Memphis was good. Duke was not good. So Memphis was better than Duke last season. Okay, what are they bringing back from those teams? I don't think anybody could argue what Memphis returns is better than what Duke returns. And then you go, okay, but what are they adding? And I don't think anybody could argue what Duke is adding is better than what Memphis is adding. What Duke is adding is very good. I'd rather have Paolo Banchero than Amani Bates or Jalen Duren. But I think when you start comparing the entire class, including the transfers, what Memphis is adding is better than what Duke is adding. So Memphis was better than Duke last season. Memphis returns better pieces, and Memphis is adding better pieces. Why wouldn't I have Memphis ranked ahead of Duke? And I know not everybody will see it that way, but it is really as simple as that for me.
No, that makes sense. Makes entire sense. You would rather have, if you had one player to pick, though, he would not be a Memphis player.
He'd be Paolo Banchero. I think Paolo Banchero is actually going to be the number one pick in the 2022 NBA draft. He's a monster. I love him ever since the first time I saw him. So if you put Jalen Duren, Paolo Banchero, Amani Bates, and then Duke's other high-profile freshman, A.J. Griffin, you know, on a table and said I could take them in any order, I'd probably take them Paolo Banchero, Amani Bates, A.J. Griffin, then Jalen Duren. But when you start adding to the recruiting class, Josh Minot, Jonathan Lawson, Earl Timberlake, Chandler Lawson, what Memphis is adding is better than what Duke is adding. I don't want to, you know, get too out of hand, but like this Memphis team is built the way real national title contenders are built. They got NBA talent, which is usually a prerequisite. They've got experience, which is usually a prerequisite. Like, Amani Bates and Jalen Duren are getting all of the attention. But I would imagine four of Memphis's top six players are going to be non-freshmen. That's what the roster suggests on paper. And that's a good recipe. Like, if you're a Memphis fan, you should genuinely be excited. They got a lot of different ways to play, a lot of different pieces to use in different ways, and they've got the high-end talent and the experience to be special. Like, if we look up, and I'm not predicting this, I'm just saying it's possible, it could end up being the best team in the history of Memphis basketball. I mean, obviously, that's a high bar. Memphis has had two teams that have played for the national championship. But this team checks all the boxes.
How about the way yesterday unfolded? We did our whole conversation, get off the air, and bam, he committed.
Well, what was ridiculous for me is that usually, I explained this earlier, I've got, you know, my notes on my main computer, and I've got entire monologues sometimes. I've got notes, I've got numbers. You're very rarely going to catch me going through a segment without knowing exactly what I'm talking about. I've got everything I need in front of me. And then I have an iPad to the side, and I stream TweetDeck on there. So I can sort of keep an eye, and I have a special column with people who might be breaking news, so I don't really miss anything. Well, Louis, for like the fourth time in 4 years, smashed my iPad. It just stepped on it. So I'm getting the glass replaced, and I don't have the iPad with me yesterday. I literally took it yesterday. And I'm doing dinner to go, and so I have my dinner to go file up, and I'm talking about, so what are we watching on TV tonight? And Amani Bates is committing on Instagram. Everybody's tweeting about it, but I'm not looking at Twitter. So finally, I start getting text messages from people because they do pop up on my computer screen, and it's like, Amani Bates is committing. You just missed Amani Bates' commitment. And finally, Bennett, thank God, stepped in and was like, have you seen the news? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And it was Amani Bates has sneak committed to the University of Memphis. So I was just sitting here talking about what's on TV for about 2 minutes after Amani Bates committed. I had no idea it was happening because the dad said it wasn't.
It was wild. It was completely wild. I think it made sense. And it's funny because in the end, he did what we said during the segment yesterday, that if he wants to surprise people by committing, he could just go ahead and commit anytime. Like, if that's the idea, just if you don't want people to know you're committing, there's nothing that stops you from just saying, okay, I'm committing. And in fact, that ultimately is what he did.
Yeah, that was the way to do it. Like, if you wanted to surprise, I mean, it wasn't like what he actually announced wasn't a surprise, but boy, I don't know who had him. You know, yesterday afternoon, jumping on Instagram at 5:52. And so he commits. Everybody's excited. Memphis got the number one recruiting class. And then this Joseph Tipton reporter this morning tried to bring it all down by tying FedEx into it. Do you see that thing?
I've seen this thread going around. I just do not. First of all, I don't believe that the NCAA is going to be in the business of enforcing this. I just don't believe it, that they're going to go start looking if the name, image, and likeness things were offered to someone as a recruiting inducement. A, that's the first thing. I don't believe they're going to get into this business. That all that does is transfer the entire enforcement mechanism to something else, you know, to this earlier stage. And I just don't believe they want to be in the business of that. And then secondly, even if they did, don't believe for a minute that you could prove that FedEx and Amani Bates, even if that's who it is, whatever, like, had something set up in advance, because FedEx lawyers aren't stupid.
Well, that's exactly right. Like, first, I'm not even sure that what the guy tweeted or reported was true. And I'm assuming he isn't sure if it's true because he deleted it from his story. If you've got something right, there's no need to delete it. He deleted it from his story, so he even had some uncertainty. I don't know if it's true. But even if it were true, you're not going to be able to prove it. And more to the point, I don't think the NCAA even wants to try to prove it. They're trying to get out of the business. You know, their model right. has been turned upside down. The last thing they want to do is try to investigate, you know, if Memphis had a conversation with FedEx and how that was relayed to prospects. Because how do you even go about it? You're going to sit down with Jalen Duren? He ain't going to tell you anything. You're going to sit down with Amani Bates? He ain't going to tell you anything. You're going to, you know, ask for some phone records and you might find that Penny Hardaway had a conversation with a FedEx executive. Coach Hardaway, why were you talking to a FedEx executive? Well, I'm Penny Hardaway from Memphis and my program is heavily reliant on FedEx. You can check my phone records for the past 10 years, 20 years. I probably had conversations with people from FedEx. What's your next question? Hey, where are you going with this? There's nothing to do.
No, I was not persuaded by that at all. I just don't think they want to. It literally, between looking at ties between any program and companies, as to whether there is, you know, some sort of coordination in advance. Well, A, just like regular cheating, the old school cheating, there is, there will be, and I just don't believe that's what they want. What we've heard from the NCAA is they want a different model, and they want to scale down, and they want to, you know, they're talking about a much smaller mission, and that they'll never say, and we're not doing any enforcement. But that very clearly is part of it. So if you want me to be worried as a Memphis fan about the investigation that still exists in front of the IARP, yeah, that's fine. I can see that would be still worrisome. And boy, wouldn't that be a hell of a blow if you're telling me that I think that these recruitments will run afoul of the NCAA? I'd be deeply skeptical.
Right. If you want to be worried as a Memphis fan, be worried about the IARP case that remains open at this point. I don't think Jalen Duren and Amani Bates are getting anybody in trouble, because regardless of what did or did not happen, the NCAA is not going to pursue it. And even if they did pursue it, they wouldn't get anywhere. And the truth is, this is just going to be the way recruiting is now. I mean, we can all pretend that it's not. And the NCAA can act like, well, that's not allowed. But this is – I said it from the moment, literally the moment the NCAA said, but name, image, and likeness cannot be a recruiting tool. How is it not going to be a recruiting tool? How are you going to prevent that? It's not preventable. So it is what it is. And it is interesting that Memphis seems to be the program benefiting from it most already. And the reason is because they were ready to rock and roll. You know, they knew what they were doing. I thought for a while the coaching staffs and the administrations who embrace this and understand it are going to flourish in this new world. And the ones who try to reject it or don't have a good grasp for it, they're going to get, you know, it's going to be the transition phase is going to be difficult for them. And then until they figure it out, they're going to lose recruits. You know, I had a coach call me a couple of weeks ago, and he was genuinely, like, picking my brain. Like, do you think this is okay? What about this? Should I be doing this? And I just told him, I said, listen, I'm being completely honest with you. If you are not telling your 4-star or 5-star prospect that you're recruiting, if you're not telling his family that he's going to have name, image, and likeness deals worth tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, if you're not saying that and implying or suggesting that you can help ensure those things are available, you're going to have a hard time because other coaches are. And he was like, he seemed genuinely like blown away by that. Like this guy was, he was calling me on his drive to vacation. He was like, should I even be on vacation right now? I'm like, probably not. Yeah. But it's like, I was surprised because this guy seemed like he didn't quite understand how much the world has changed. And I say all that to say, Penny, Cody Topper, Rasheed Wallace, Larry Brown, the Memphis administration, they seem to know what's up and how to operate in these roads. And the byproduct of it is two of the best young basketball prospects in the world are, as of today, on campus at Memphis. It really is a remarkable deal.
Yeah, I have a comment. When I'm just recently sort of, you know, listen, when you're riding this wave, you just keep riding. And so, but one of the points I made is that, and I think you're right to mention the administration in there too. I think they are an important part of this. But one of the things that I think is true about Penny Hardaway, that is key to Penny Hardaway, is his ambition for the program and his, maybe it felt unrealistic to some people, his sense of what was possible here. You know, Penny really does, lots of people talk about winning national championships. Penny really believes that you can do anything you want at Memphis. And so he has the ambition. The name, image, and likeness is available to everyone in the country.
Right.
You know? And Penny has the ambition to say, hey, we can do this. This, you know, he doesn't look at it like, I mean, like the predecessor coach did and explain to you what can happen at Memphis. He looks at it as, I mean, my God, Penny Hardaway, one of the greatest point guards who ever lived, he chose to play at Memphis. He looks at it and thinks, really, in his heart of hearts, that Memphis should be able to get anyone, should win championships, et cetera. And then he sets out to make it happen, and it just so happened that there was a rule change that fits nicely with making it happen. And I think you have to credit him for his ambition and aggressiveness and energy in leveraging these new rules.
And once you can go to these parts of the country and pull in five-star guys, nobody's off limits. Like, there was a time, John Calipari was very careful about the five stars he tried to target. If you remember, it wasn't always Derrick Rose. At first, it was Kendrick Perkins because he may or may not come to college. It was Amari Stoudemire because, you know, Duke and Carolina aren't recruiting him because they don't think he's going to come to college, but maybe he will. Or it was Sean Banks, you know, because he's really talented, but nobody's recruiting him because he's a gang member. Like, he had to really pick his spots. Whereas once you can go out and get, you know, first Precious Achiuwa, but now Jalen Duren and Imani Bates, you know, prospects you don't have strong ties with that date back years, and they don't have connections to the city in any sort of meaningful way. Like, once you can go out and get these things done, like, nobody's off limits. Like, if you said Memphis is targeting the number one player in 2024 who's from Seattle, in a different time, I'd be like, well, that's a waste of time. But now, you know, who knows? I wouldn't be skeptical of anything. It's wild.
And when an Imani Bates chooses Memphis, you got Jalen Rose and LeBron James applauding it. You know,
right.
Both not saying, whoa, what's happening here, but literally applauding it. Perfect match. They'll be great. Whatever else. I mean, he really is the modern coach, Penny is. And I think the fact that he's a player and is, you know, all of this plays into it. But, absolutely. The sky's the limit now. I mean, of course, it's funny. People say this. They say, well, now he's got to win. Well, yeah, sure. That's always going to be true. Like, that's some big secret. Of course he's got to win. But there's no or else. If you don't win at a high level, if it doesn't work out for these kids, then it'll be harder to get the next kids. But the truth of the matter is, people said that about the James Wiseman class, too. As far as I can tell, Penny's still getting good kids. Hasn't worked out yet. He's still getting good kids. So, I don't know. It'll be fun to cover, obviously.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
Real quick, let me tell you about what's happening this weekend. On Sunday night, former MMA champion Tyron Woodley going to enter the boxing ring to take on YouTuber-turned boxer Jake Paul. And FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers exclusive 30-1 odds on either fighter to win. That means now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you can win $150 on a $5 bet. It's a deal too good to pass up. FanDuel is always hooking you up with exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and so much more. It's why they're America's number one sports book. So don't miss out on your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet on either fighter to win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get in on the action. That's promo code Gary, GARY. Must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee. Odds boost available for new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. $10 first deposit required. Max bonus $150. Risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See full terms for both offers at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. 8-9.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Mid-South, the time is now to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. You want to ride with 41 MPG Highway? We got it. 2021 Kia Rio, $249 a month. You want 0% at $282 a month? We got it with 2021 Kia Forte. And all-weather rugged 2022 Kia Seltos, $332 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7. At KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio, ME418-570-60 at 0.9% APR. MSRP 17.2. Forte, ME393-458-60 at 0%. MSRP 19.940. Celtos, N724-99-48-66 at 1.9%. MSRP 23.910. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
Raise the stakes with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code BETNOW100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Nationals or Marlins and either team hits a home run. BetMGM is always ready to help you turn big plays into major paydays. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code BETNOW100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Nationals or Marlins and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
You and your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you you got to buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too. Because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Safe-a-thon, the annual year-long event for saving big on home and auto insurance. These savings are available up until and straight through Labor Day, Halloween, Grover Cleveland's birthday, Taco Tuesday, the anniversary of the moon landing, White Chocolate Day. The sale literally never ends. You can come on Jupiter's Ascension, National Pisces Day, but not Leap Day. Just kidding. We're doing Leap Day because every day is perfect for saving money with a home and auto bundle only at Progressive.
But for real, we're not doing White Chocolate Day because white chocolate is gross. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
So I've been telling you for weeks about this new gig speed Wi-Fi from Xfinity. It has completely changed our home internet experience because, let's face it, the internet is how we do everything these days. And you got to have home Wi-Fi that can handle anything. And in our house, sometimes we've got both of our laptops, phones, tablets, smart speakers, and more all connected to the Wi-Fi at the same time. And with all those devices in the house, gig speeds just weren't enough for us. We needed gig Wi-Fi to power them, and you can only get that now from Xfinity. It's been great for our home. We've had a lot of friends that have made the switch to Xfinity Internet. And if you're on the fence about switching, maybe because you like all your stuff bundled together, no worries. Xfinity, they've got a great deal for you right now. When you get Xfinity Internet and mobile together, you can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill over AT&T, plus be able to enjoy fast, reliable internet at home and nationwide 5G on the go included at no extra cost. So with college football, NFL season upon us, you're definitely going to be streaming on multiple devices. And if you want the best experience, there's only one option. That is Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you could drop into a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So we've been talking about Sunday's Tyron Woodley-Jake Paul boxing match. Do you see what happened today? It got heated, Big Ben, didn't it?
I did see, yes.
Apparently, somebody in Jake Paul's camp was trash-talking Tyron Woodley's mother, Deborah, who was sitting in the crowd. And after Tyron Woodley was made aware of this, here's what he said. One thing I don't do is disrespect. And when disrespect comes to my mother, it's a whole issue. F this money, F this bag, F the pay-per-view, F the fight. When it comes to that, it will not be tolerated, end quote. Is he threatening to pull out of the fight?
I doubt it because it's going to be a nice payday. But I will say, if he does not knock out Jake Paul, this whole thing is rigged. That's just how it is.
Why? Why do you think rigged? Jake Paul can fight a little bit.
Dude, I mean, I know he can, but, like, come on. This guy's like, and I know he's an MMA guy and not a boxer, but, like, at some point, one of these, like, real athletes, if Jake Paul just keeps knocking out all these real athletes, I'm going to think this thing's rigged.
There's a big difference between being a champion MMA fighter and a boxer.
I know there is, but it's not like Jake Paul's some professional boxer. I don't know, man. It's hard for me to believe it if he just keeps knocking out all these dudes.
Well, I don't think these guys are wanting to get embarrassed by a YouTuber. Like, I don't think they're taking the fights to get embarrassed. Like, I think
that.
Well,
who was the last guy? Ben, what was his name? I can't think of his last name.
Yeah, Ben whatever.
Askers or something, yes. Like that. Anyways, after that fight in some of the interviews he did, I don't know, man. I'm skeptical of these. I really am. I feel like he let that happen to himself.
I think the more likely scenario is that these Paul brothers are decent/good amateur boxers, and they're making fights against people they know they can beat.
That's probably true, too. I mean, and at some point, again, like, for me to take it seriously, Jake Paul's got to fight somebody for real that's a real boxer. I don't even care if it's somebody that's low on the totem pole.
But here's the trick, and Floyd Mayweather did this for a long time, although Floyd did fight basically
real
everybody
boxers
by the time it was over. Floyd knew the second it's over. So let people complain about who you're not fighting and when, but as long as you're undefeated, nobody's ever beat you, they'll keep tuning in every time because they want to see the first time you get knocked out, the first time you lose. And so Floyd would take a less challenging fight here, less challenging fight there. He'd fight Canelo when Canelo wasn't ready. He'd fight Pacquiao after Pacquiao was past his prime, constantly making these strategic decisions because he knew it doesn't matter what people say about who I'm fighting. As long as I'm undefeated, they'll keep buying the next fight, regardless of who I'm fighting, because they want to make sure they tuned in if this is the one I really do lose, if this is the time I really get caught. And I think the Paul brothers are doing basically the same thing. Once somebody knocks one of them out, it's over. Nobody cares anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep making fights you can win, keep cashing these millions and millions and millions of dollars, and then eventually, yeah, you'll probably get caught. Everybody except Floyd Mayweather does. But make sure by the time you get caught, by the time you lose, you've turned in tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. This is the one I'm least interested in, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the Floyd Mayweather one with his brother was the one I think that most people cared about, right?
Yeah, I bought that one.
Yeah.
And I've bought others. I don't know that I'll buy this one. I mean, I definitely won't buy this one. I won't be here. But, like, if I were home, I don't know that I would buy this one. I mean, I could just be sitting around Sunday night, get bored, and then buy it. But I'm not that interested on it on a surface level. Although, if there's real hatred there now because somebody was trash-talking Woodley's mom, perhaps that adds to it. Be back with dinner to go.
So then I dropped some garlic and croutons on there, and the rest is salad history. I made the best salad ever, people. And now I'm making the best app. The Caesars Sportsbook app got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesar rewards. Caesar's salad ain't got nothing on my app. Nothing!
must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Download the Caesar Sportsbook app. Your app is ready, Emperor.
Hey, Mid-South, are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
We're ready, Randy, with the best ride you'll ever drive. 2021 Kia Forte LXS. We Gossett at $249 a month. 2022 Kia Soul GT. It's ready to ride at $305 a month.
And Jeff Allen, I hear you've got American-made 2022 Kia K5. Now $379 a month, and every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
You heard the man, Jeff Allen. Don't miss the trade-up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
All $29.99 due at signing, all 72 months at 2.9 APR sold. N715-1544 MSRP 24200, K5NG103647 MSRP 28985, Forte LXS MSRP 20,590 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance through Kia on low APR. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisaw. I just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jason's story, for instance. Jason got caught up in Josh's marketing whirlwind when he listed his Arlington home. Less than 24 hours after it was listed, the home was sold for more than the asking price. That is just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh. You can let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy, but only Josh Heisaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Heisaw. Go to JoshHeisaw.com.
Raise the stakes with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code BETNOW100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Nationals or Marlins and either team hits a home run. BetMGM is always ready to help you turn big plays into major paydays. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code BETNOW100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Nationals or Marlins and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
The first winner in Southland's free and easy car giveaway will be announced this Sunday. What? That's right. Southland Casino Racing is giving away the first of four free automobiles. So you better hightail it across the bridge and earn more entries. Get a free entry before the drawing on Sunday between 4 and 6 p.m. What? Then stick around at Southland to see if you win. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chevy Silverado is open to taking the boat out and making a splash. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view.
Whoa, look at that.
Wow.
And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. When you find your new Chevy and hit the open road, you unlock a summer of possibilities. Very well-qualified buyers can enjoy no monthly payments for 120 days on 2021 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab pickups. Plus, get 2.49% financing for 72 months when you finance with GM Financial. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Finance charges accrue from date of financing. Must finance with GM Financial. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available in Pennsylvania unless combined with 0% APR. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $14.97 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 6.1%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 8/31/21.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The powers above me.
don't shoot the
big thanks to Cody Topper, Memphis basketball assistant, for joining me in the first hour. If you missed that, make sure to find it on the Odyssey app. We talked a lot about this offseason and how they totally overhauled the roster, upgraded it, and turned the Memphis basketball program into a program that should be ranked, I think, in the top 10 of most preseason polls. Cody Topper was here right around 425. You can find that on the Odyssey app. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the University of Memphis men's basketball program because it was around this time yesterday that Amani Bates publicly committed to the University of Memphis and created a situation where the Tigers now have the number one recruiting class in the country for the second time in a three-year span. I moved him up to number 7 in CBS Sports Top 25 and 1. And it's a well-put-together roster with experience and high-level NBA talent. This is the type of roster that people have won national championships with before. So, like I said earlier, if you're a Memphis fan who's excited, you should be. You've got something possibly special on the horizon.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 3 of a 3-game series between the Dodgers and the Padres. Did you watch any of that last night?
I did, yeah.
Dude, I got to a point where I just said, I can't do this anymore.
No, that thing came on at 9 o'clock.
Dude, I lasted till the 10th inning.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I was really enjoying watching the game. It was great. But I was like, if I continue watching this, I'm going to ruin my entire day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I got to get up at, 6:30 no matter what. And then I'm doing Time to Shine every day. And then I've got radio. Like, this ain't the week for nap times for GP. This has been a busy, slightly overwhelming week. So I just had to clock out on it. But then they end up going 16 innings. The Dodgers win, so the Padres are now on a 2-game losing streak in this series, trying to avoid a sweep. It's Max Scherzer against Yu Darvish, first pitch at 8:10 in Petco Park. Dodgers minus 135 on the money line. Total is 7.5.
What should I watch on TV?
Think you should stream the Donda Listening Party. Kanye West inside Soldier Field.
How do you stream it?
Apple Music. Just go to Apple Music and it'll be available there.
Okay.
The first two have set like Apple streaming records for these types of live events. And this one should be wild. He's in his home. I don't know what wild. I don't want to over. It's just.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.